Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hi.
I see we have a permanent co-host.
Yeah, I love it. He's got great breath and a really cute face.
Yeah,
he's lovely.
He is. And his name is Winston, in case anybody's just joining us for the very first time and seeing how beautiful this little chocolate brown labradoodle is.
He is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hop right into our story. I need to set this up, Kelly. So this is on Zoom. There are several screens in front of me, and I'm told in advance that it's a group booking by one family. And that they are calling from different countries. And that's why I have different screens. In each of the screens, you can see multiple people sitting. Now, to let everybody know how this came to pass, one person in the family did the booking for the session. And for today's purposes, we're going to call her Laura, though that is not her name. Okay, so let's begin. At the very beginning, then Laura says to me, Karen, what we're looking for here today as a family is the question. We want the question answered. How can we support Dad? So I said, okay, I need a couple of minutes. Let me ask the spirit guides and we'll see what we can do with this. When the spirit guides come in, they say, first of all, we want you to know that Dad is alive. This is not medium. That Dad is an extreme narcissist. And you need to know that the narcissism is that bad and that he really controls the family in a very caustic way. He devalues, he criticizes, he uses the forms of verbal abuse. He's not a physical abuser, but he is very emotionally and verbally abusive. And I asked the spirit guides, does he do this to everybody? Does he have a particular person? Or like, what are the dynamics in that regard? And they said, oh, no, he will abuse anybody. And I said, well, okay, there are a lot of adults present. You're meaning both in-laws and children, grandchildren, all of it. And they said, absolutely everybody. So I said, okay. And then they said, now this gets complicated because he is what we're going to call grandpa. And he has dementia. So as his dementia keeps getting worse with each year, the ways that he's becoming abusive is changing. And I want to be careful here because it was very specific in what he does. And the reason I need to be specific is because his wife is defending him and she's hiding it. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, but they're starting to see certain things that she can't hide. And I said, what do you mean? I need a really good example of that if this is really going to be a confrontational session. And they said, yeah, you can bring up the knives in the bedroom. And I'm like, what? And they said, and we don't mean butter knives. And I'm like, we have to talk about what knife? And they're like, oh yeah, you do. Because she will just take them and put them right back into the kitchen. She doesn't want anything to escalate. And I'm like, okay. They said, you can start by saying these things because you're going to need to prove that you're doing this. Because she's, and I'm thinking, oh, you don't even need to finish the sentence. She's going to want to disprove everything I say. And they went, exactly. So grandma is present and found out about it and said she wanted to be part of it under the guise of, yes, whatever is best for grandpa. Yes, I want help. But in reality, she's here to be able to diffuse everything, to discredit you, to be able to say it's not that serious. No, that's she'll lie. She'll do whatever because in reality, she needs to be present because she doesn't want them to know the truth without her being able to disrupt the session. So she's here to disrupt it all.
Has anything come out of your mouth yet? Or are you just hearing all of this?
I'm just hearing all of this from the spirit guides. And so they're prepping me as to what's going to go on in the session, who's going to be difficult, why grandma's present, that Laura's organized it, that the family is there to ask that question. They want to know how to support grandpa, but it's going to be difficult to give the answers. Mm-hmm. Thank God the guides told me all of that, or this really would have gone, I think, really sideways really quickly and constantly. So I started the session and I said, okay, I said, this is going to be a really difficult session. I said, because what I'm being told is that I'm going to have to prove myself constantly. And there's a little bit of response in the different rooms, like on the screen. And so I just watched that, like, who's kind of got a response of, yep, no kidding, like that kind of response. But I'm really keeping my eyes on Grandma and Laura, because Laura has requested it, and I'm really curious as to why. And I'm keeping my eyes on Grandma to see if she's already going to start everything. And if certain people are going to be looking at her, like, in that location, like, what's going on? I got to see who's, I'm going to say something, Kelly, almost like who's on her side and who's on my side. Mm-hmm. So I actually know who to speak to or who to address things to sometimes. So I mention all of this about that grandpa's alive, and I've said to them, I'm going to look for validations. So first of all, I'm being told he's alive, and I hear yes. And she, grandma kind of gives this body look. She moves her head and her shoulders. She does like a shruggy kind of a thing and kind of puts her head down where she's not looking at anybody. And I noticed that at the very beginning, and I won't do that again, but I noticed that she does this and I'm thinking, okay, is this what she does to control people? Not certain, so I kind of have to make a note of it and keep going. Well, Kelly, it is something that gets brought up later in the session. This particular shrug of the shoulders, head looking down, it's actually a cue for Laura to step in and defend her. And that there's quite a bit of understanding in the entire family of grandma's body language. And that Laura gets cued, and that as soon as she does, that you know that whatever grandpa wants, grandma is going to defend, and Laura is going to come and help grandma. So there's a dynamic of these three people in the family, and I'm really grateful that grandma does this right at the very beginning, because Laura does jump in and gets cued immediately, and the guides pointed out to me instantly that this is a behavior I'm also going to have to address. And I got to tell you, my head's spinning a little bit at the very beginning, because it's a lot of information to watch in a session, as well as be able to listen to all of the guides saying, these things are happening because we've told you to say certain things because we knew it was going to get a reaction and we needed that to happen right at the very beginning so that you could address everything to the entire group to set up the dynamics for the entire session so that you have more people on your side. And I mean, it looks like it's on my side because I'm delivering the messages, but it's on
Grandpa's soul's side.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Which grandpa's human is going to fight. Mm-hmm. And grandma and Laura are going to support. And the rest of the family is sitting there trying to figure out, well, how is this going to work? So I had to say things at the very beginning like, okay, grandpa is alive because now he's not present. And so they say yes. So I hear yes from somebody. And I say, okay, and grandpa has narcissism. And again, grandma goes into cueing Laura. And there is a man in the room who I later find out, doesn't take long, mind you, he's Laura's husband. And he says, yes, that's correct. He is.
Gotta love in-laws.
Yes. And then the guides instantly say to me, as he makes this comment, that it is his daughter who's, I think, like they said she was a young adult. So I don't know what that age is, but that she's all over TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and that she's a coach, but they don't tell me what kind of coach. They say that his daughter is getting an education, and that she's coaching her dad, and that, and this is part of where there's a little bit of, what do you mean she's a coach? Because they want to know how accurate I am. And I say, well, she's a coach by trade. Like, that's her career. And then her dad goes, yes, that's correct. And then I'm asked things like, well, what kind of coach?
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. But it's, remember, it's constantly to see if I know what I'm doing, because there are family members that want to put a cog in the wheel because they want to be able to defend grandpa's narcissism because they're the enablers. And then you've got some other family members that are willing to go AWOL, and they're looking for this as an opportunity to kind of, I'll say, to bring the fight to the table. So anyway, I said, you know what? I don't know what kind of coach she is, and it seems to be irrelevant as far as the spirit guides are concerned. What they want to talk about today is the fact that she's bothering to get an education, that she is researching narcissism, that she is understanding the different types of narcissists. And so I don't go into explaining the different types of narcissists, even though somebody asks me to. And I just give them the resources and say, and you could book a session with a therapist. You could do your own work to get books. And I start recommending different books to them. And I just give them the resources and I say, I'm not the professional that's going to diagnose Grandpa. That would have to come from a proper professional and to say where he is on that spectrum, etc. But the point is that there is a granddaughter that's trying to get educated to understand it. And she's not trying to diagnose her grandfather.
So Laura is actually the daughter of the man that she's asking about.
Yes. Okay. Laura's the daughter.
And this is daughter and mother that are defending each other.
Yes.
Okay, understood.
So we end up in a little bit of a conversation here because she's not present. She's not at this.
The granddaughter.
The granddaughter is not there, and I don't know her name, and we don't end up naming her. She just simply is brought up in the sense that what she's doing is seeing what's going on in the family, and she's not willing to be part of it. And also what comes up from the spirit world is that her purpose, her sole contract within this family unit, is to break the patterns. It is to get an education and challenge Grandpa. It is to challenge Grandma, because Grandpa's dementia, and we are going to go back to that in a minute, Grandpa's dementia is getting worse. And the granddaughter is coming in and saying, there are several things going on here. And the narcissism is escalating, and it is contributing to what's going on within the dementia. And not all people with dementia are going to behave the way that Grandpa's been behaving. It's because he's got both. And she's trying to figure out and say to the group, look at, we have two issues going on, and we have to deal with both of them. But Grandma and Laura are trying to hide the narcissism shit, but it's getting so messy because it's affecting the dementia.
Well, when you're a narcissist, you're used to getting what you want. So if these people are enablers, they're used to just doing as the narcissist says. So how do you ever justify what is him and what is dementia? And then there's no boundary of what you can say no to. You're not going to acknowledge that the dementia is progressing because you're only acknowledging the reality of the narcissist, which changes every fucking second, ironically, is the same thing as the person with dementia.
Yes.
So they'll please him until he dies.
Correct.
No matter how unrealistic his expectations and demands are.
And that is what the granddaughter is seeing and is worried about. Mm-hmm. Because there seems to be no adult present in the family. Mm-hmm. They're all children. They're all the senile, narcissistic man's children, including his wife, his biological children, grandchildren. And the granddaughter is basically saying, oh my God, I will be the adult in the family. And as she's doing that, her dad is finally stepping up and going, oh my God, this is all on my young daughter's shoulders. So the spirit guides ask me to say all of that in regards to the granddaughter and what she's trying to accomplish and how she feels that she's the only adult in the family and that there are grandchildren much younger than her that she cannot go to, that she has a partner. This becomes really important. She has a partner and she's pregnant. And the guides offer that as validations, which they're...
With a boy or a girl. Right. Did you get backlash on that too?
I did, but I'm asked them to... No, I did, but I asked them to stay present. I asked them to stay on task. I said that I didn't want to go into that kind of questioning and that we could do that in a different kind of session, but that they originally had asked me the question, how do we support grandpa? Mm-hmm. And the sex of a grandbaby or a great grandbaby wasn't in alignment with what they had asked me to achieve.
I was just making a joke.
Yeah, I know.
That's ridiculous. That's actually a form of verbal abuse for anyone who's listening. It's called diversion.
Yes. And that actually was done by grandma.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because then at the very end, if you do take the bait every time she asks you an irrelevant question, she can confidently say at the end, she didn't even answer our original question.
Exactly. So I brought it back and said, I was asked to answer a particular question. The spirit guides are happy to do it. What they want to come out of this session is to support the granddaughter. So one of your key answers here is that medical people need to be brought in to the house to assess what is going on, and that medical people, and I say medical people here because I mean a doctor that properly assesses for dementia. I mean a psychiatrist that properly assesses for narcissism, so that there can be a full-blown diagnosis, because this is where they are unwilling to go down that road. They're happy to say you're not allowed to diagnose a person by just observing them. So they hold the diagnosis at bay by not bringing in a proper professional to do it. They need home care workers to be around on a consistent basis to see where grandma is actually covering up for grandpa. They need people in to assess grandma. So, and I mean that in regards to her own personality, which she needs in support for grandpa, but also her own issues as an enabler. And the husband says, finally. Finally.
In front of his mother-in-law?
Yes. Finally. And he turns to Laura and he says flat out during the session, I'm on our daughter's side. I want my grandchild.
Go, Dad.
I want my daughter. I want my son-in-law. And this never should have got to this point. I have been saying this to you for decades. And I am willing to stand here today and say, I choose my daughter and my grandbaby over you. And you, Laura, have become your mother. And I have told you for years that if you become like your mother, I am leaving you.
I want to shake his hand.
Yeah. And he said, Karen, he said, I know it's not you, so I'm going to say it properly. Thank you to the spirit guides. Mm-hmm. He said, because Karen, if I say thank you to you, I know exactly what my wife and my mother-in-law are going to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to handle this properly. And I'm going to say thank you to the spirit guides of my father-in-law, who's a raging narcissist, to come in and save my damn ass. And he says, anybody else in this fucked up family who wants to leave the crazies? And he says, you know, I don't know what else to call you. He said, because it's you're all enmeshed. And he says, you all support each other. And he says, so nobody can actually ever feel like they have a healthy or a clear damn thought. And he says, I'm tired of questioning myself. I am tired of all of this. And I'm tired of standing there and saying to my daughter, you're right, but then coming back into all of this mess. I never did end up explaining the knives, and I do want to.
Yeah, because you said not physically abusive and then mentioned knives on the bedside. So like...
Yeah. So one of the things that came out in the session is that Grandpa has been taking the knives out of the cutting block. Mm-hmm. So these are sharp cutting knives. And he's been bringing them into the bedroom and putting them down on the dresser. Now, he hasn't used them, but now they're what they have discovered is that Grandma picks them up and she puts them back in the block. But she didn't want anybody in the family to know that he's been taking these very sharp weapons and that he's actually putting them in the bedroom at night when they go to bed. So she doesn't want anybody to know that this type of situation is happening. She doesn't ever want anybody in the family to know how things are escalating. But this is one of the areas where it's becoming dangerous, and she still doesn't want anybody to ruffle Grandpa's feathers.
So when I am teaching about people pleasing, and we go through the false beliefs of the people pleaser, mm-hmm. Number three is something to do with compromising your self-esteem, health, and safety. Mm-hmm. And so many women in particular scoff at that and say, I would never compromise my health or self-esteem and safety in particular. And they don't even see what you're talking about as mm-hmm. their safety. Mm-hmm. They're so entrenched in the, I need to enable the person that I quote unquote love. I need to protect this other person's feelings or their well-being or whatever that looks like, to the point that I don't think that my not-with-it husband putting knives beside the bed is in any way compromising my safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad, that's how unhealthy, that's how out of alignment you have to be to not see that as your own safety.
Yeah, and then you see where there's the being out of alignment for the narcissist. Their whole lives, you see how there's the being out of alignment for anybody that enables them, where they don't even want to see, as you said, where they're out of alignment. But then they want to hold everybody else to the same standard of being out of alignment. Mm-hmm. And as people say, well, I'll do it for my wife, I'll do it for my mother-in-law, I'll do it for Nana, I'll do it for Grandpa, you like how far does that go? Mm-hmm. Well, now we know. It goes, like you said, and like this family is illustrating, right to the point where the mentally ill man who needs everybody to finally step in, an adult, can't mm-hmm. because of the damage that he's done for so many decades.
Mm-hmm. And it's like we don't question it. And I constantly think to myself, if this happened on a first date, would I be okay with this?
Oh, that's a good...
No matter how long, even in a relationship with you, let's say, if this happened to me on a first date, would I just be like, that's cool. Yeah, I'll just overlook that.
That's good, Kel.
Imagine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So the knife story ended up being something that was really relevant. Some people in the family knew Grandma was hiding, others didn't, and it was a massive explosion.
Good.
Yeah, that blew everything wide open and really had people discussing things and really angry with Grandma, who was doing her best to do her shoulder shrugging. Honestly, not to be rude about this, but it almost looked like she was having a seizure.
Right.
Like, and I say that to indicate to the listeners how often she was doing something where she was had trained herself that if I just do this little shoulder shrug, put my head down, that it'll cue in Laura to go defend me, which is defending grandpa. So it, like, honestly, Kelly, it was just heartbreaking to see this woman go through this. And I say that even though some people might laugh at it or think, oh, that pisses me off.
Okay, well, first of all, anger is an appropriate reaction. Mm-hmm. So if you did get angry, that's totally fine. Yeah. And I will say in a healthy way, you should.
Yeah.
Because at some point she made a choice, a conscious choice to do this. Mm-hmm. It is heartbreaking and you can also feel sad. Two things can be true at once, yes. Right? That this is a pattern that she maybe isn't even aware of is like that got this terrible, mm-hmm. right? Because she's totally lost sight of center. Mm-hmm. Right? So anger and sadness can be existing side by side.
Mm-hmm. So to kind of wrap up the session at the very end, I said, let's go back to what was originally asked. I said, you booked this appointment because the family wanted to know how to support grandpa. And I said, so really, I just want to reiterate that what all of you need are professionals. And maybe several of you need professionals in terms of it's time to get to therapy. And I said, maybe anybody listening to this can think, yeah, that message was for me, as opposed to, yeah, that message was for grandma.
Also, like, you don't need to wait for your person in your life to have knives at their bedside to pull in a professional and say, hey, maybe we should look at a dementia diagnosis.
Yes. Yes. And allow other people to come into the home. Now, I know that grandma's going to fight people coming into the home. But the other thing that was said here was it's time for powers of attorney to be picked. It's time for other legal courses to come in where the powers of attorney need to be picked. And it's not going to be Laura. And Laura just sort of sat there and looked at me like, you got to be kidding me. Of course it's going to be me. And I heard somebody in a different screen say, my husband and I will step up and do that. Laura, you've had enough. It sounds like you need to get yourself to therapy to get some things done. Too much has been on your shoulders in this life. We're going to step in and we're going to do this. And, you know, we know a lawyer and we just did ours so we can do this.
Also, you might need to take some time to deal with your imminent divorce.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No kidding. So, there was really clear direction and you could see where people were willing to step up finally. And I guess for some reason, the point of showing up and asking an intuitive to step in and answer the question somehow ignited the fire that certain people needed in the family to be the adult in the room. Mm-hmm. And at the very end of the session, once I wrapped it all up, Laura's husband did his final repeat in thanking the spirit guides. And I, on behalf of the family and on behalf of his daughter and his son-in-law and his grandbaby.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't have an adult in the room, oh boy.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.